Access to legal services is critical for everyone, but it's especially an issue for those living in rural areas. For our next segment, I spoke with Tyre Perlman, lead attorney of the Rural Law Initiative based in Albany Law School, about the services they provide.
What we try to do is offer legal support and free legal consultations to rurally based businesses, entrepreneurs, and farmers in the rural counties surrounding the capital region. We are currently always looking for clients and are hosting a number of educational legal workshops in different communities in the surrounding counties, including Schoharie County, Herkimer County, Otsego County, and Sullivan Counties.
So the Rural Initiative is really to provide legal services to people who are not really in the urban environment, but out in the rural counties who need help. So what sort of services would you provide? Like, what sort of legal things to people in little small farms? What sort of issues do they have to contend with that they need a lawyer?
Certainly. There are so many legal issues that impact a business of any kind, whether the business is in an urban environment or whether it's in a rural environment. There's going to be a whole slew of legal issues that will come up impacting the business operations. For your basic entrepreneur, it's as simple as deciding what is the best entity to incorporate as for the business they're trying to start. For an already established business, it could be questions about employment laws that they have to comply with. It could be issues of other regulatory laws impacting them. If it's a farmer, they might have agricultural laws they need to be aware of. They might need assistance reviewing contracts, negotiating commercial leases. It's a whole host of problems that can just arise in the operation of a simple business. And the purpose of the Rural Law Initiative is to fill in the gap of legal access that exists in rural areas. More than 99% of New York State licensed attorneys end up settling in practices in urban centers. So rural areas are really neglected. And they don't have easy access to an attorney for any number of issues. But with most typical access to justice initiatives that do target rural counties, many of them are focused on your immediate needs legal services like criminal law or family matters or landlord-tenant issues that might arise in the rural context. But what makes the Rural Law Initiative unique is that we're trying to offer legal consultations and services to the business communities of rural areas.
So a small farmer, he has a dairy farm, for example. So you say he might have New York State regulations he has to contend with, and so he might bring you in to help him understand the regulations, or how would he use your services?
Well, in the instance of a dairy farmer or a produce farmer or a mom-and-pop bakery in a small town, any variety of businesses can come to us with whatever legal issue comes up for them. The Rural Law Initiative offers limited scope representation, so it's on an issue-by-issue basis. And they would contact the Rural Law Initiative. We have an online intake form that they can fill out, and I will then be in touch with them. We have four satellite offices in various counties around the capital region, so that we can then meet in those offices to make it convenient for the rural-based business or farmer for a one-on-one face-to-face consultation, or if they rather, I can provide the legal consultation remotely. Further down the line, by the end of later this fall, we're planning to do a series of legal educational workshops where we will present on the legal issues that businesses need to be aware of. And the purpose of that is to just let the business communities in the rural areas continue to run their enterprises, but at the same time feel empowered with legal knowledge so that they can run stronger enterprises.
So a friend of mine said to me, lawyers in the rural district, you know, you going out and taking the law services to them is sort of like being in the rural counties is like a legal desert. Like there's no legal representation out there. And so I'm sure it takes a time for you to build a rapport and trust with the community business owners. How do you do that?
Good question. We are not interested in reinventing the wheel. Part of what makes the Rural Law Initiative successful is the collaborative relationships that we have with our partner organizations that allow us to do the work that we do. The organizations that we currently work with, and it's constantly expanding, include the Mohawk Valley Economic Development District, SUNY Cobleskill, Otsego Now, the Cornell Cooperative Extension, the Thinkubator Space in Utica, New York, and all of these organizations give us a space in their offices to meet with clients. And they help support us by already having a base of local constituents that turn to them for assistance in a garden variety of matters with business development. And the Rural Law Initiative comes in and offers our legal expertise.
So it's a collaborative relationship.
Certainly. So it's completely collaborative, and but personally, I believe that is the best way to service rural communities that do have limited resources, the collaborative relationships that you build. The Rural Law Initiative would not be as successful as we are if it weren't for those collaborative relationships, and we're very grateful to our partner institutions.
So I see from your brochure that you gave me, it says that you do business formation, environmental law. What sort of environmental law issues come up for you?
There are a number of environmental law issues that come up, and it very much depends on the type of business. There's water conservation laws that might impact the use of land that farmers have to use. There's also land use matters. One of the clients we worked with was someone trying to start a solar array, a commercial solar array, and they wanted to understand whether they could build solar arrays on land, and the county that they operated in didn't have clear regs on solar paneling, and so they asked for our assistance in helping them navigate that. So energy issues related on land, conservation easements, like covenants that run with the land that limit the use of the land for certain activities. Mm-hmm. That's just a small variety of the issues that may come up.
So the whole thing about solar, building solar panels, an array, I guess they were trying to build a energy network, and they contacted you just to help them to maneuver through some of the laws that they had to, or the lack of laws, it sounded like.
Well, this was an entrepreneur who wanted to start a commercial solar array operation, and they wanted to figure out how they should incorporate. They wanted to understand whether they can build in the town that they were located, and also they asked for assistance in presenting to the town board to get a permit to build the solar arrays.
So once again, I'm here with Tahir Perlman. She is it the director?
I'm the staff attorney at the Government Law Center, but I help run and administer the Rural Law Initiative.
And where is your office?
We're located at Albany Law School at 80 New Scotland Ave in Albany, New York. But again, as I previously mentioned, we have the Rural Law Initiative has satellite offices in Utica, New York through our work with the Thinkubator. We have one in Mohawk, New York through the Mohawk Valley Economic Development District. We have an office at SUNY Cobleskill. In Cobleskill, Schoharie County. We have an office in Oneonta at Otsego Now, and we have another satellite office at the Cornell Cooperative Extension Sullivan County office in Liberty, New York.
So if someone wanted to contact you by phone or by email, can you give us the phone number and the email or website contact?
Yes, certainly. So more information about the Rural Law Initiative can be found at www.albanylaw.edu/rurallaw. You can also call us at 518-445-2329.
So you have a special event coming up. Can you tell us about that event?
Yes. Hops, Barley, Apples, and Laws, Lawyering Basics for Craft Beverage Businesses. It's going to be a legal education workshop geared to lawyers and open to the public that will give you basics and all the laws you need to know to start and run a craft beverage business. It's going to happen October 20th, 2017, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Foothills Performing Arts Center in Oneonta, New York. We have a person from the State Liquor Authority giving a workshop on the laws of getting a liquor license and keeping it. We have an intellectual property lawyer and also a labeling and packaging lawyer that will be sharing the laws that you would need to be aware of. And most exciting of all, we're having a panel discussion open to craft beverage businesses to come and share their stories.
So will they be serving hops, wine, and beer at the event?
There is, rumor has it that there will be some tastings happening at the end.
That was Tyre Perlman, lead attorney at the Rural Law Initiative based at Albany Law School.